This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Were there any snubs amongst the HeadGummy nominations / winners that you guys would like to air?
There's a solid amount of shows that are on the network that weren't nominated, which is kind of upsetting considering it was a award show specifically for the network.
Like, we were nominated 4 times.
Yeah.
Well, I have 2 shows. Or
like Nicole Byer was nominated once.
Who?
Nicole Byer.
Riley. I think Riley is a really dynamic performer and just a breath of fresh air.
Billy won for Buckets, and I was nominated for Buckets.
You gave a story that I told about pizza, an award after the award show was over, willy-nilly. So I would probably just have an award show and then turn the award show off. That was just pretty messy.
I haven't spoken to willy-nilly in years.
Who?
William Niller. He's I did swimming with him in high school, so he did a lot of like the relays.
But we What's he up to now?
Huh?
What's he up to now?
You must have heard the second one.
He's
clearly.
Like a consultant or whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah, or whatever is right.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast, Friday, April 22nd, 2021. Amir, vaccinated. Avital, Ash, with us as always. Marty Michael, the CEO of HeadGum, running it into the ground, really. We're back at it again with a white van on a Friday. And I don't know what else to say. Anti-social distancing. Let's talk about it.
Nice.
We're not going to fuck around.
Yeah, right into the plug.
Well, because I'm in it. I'm in the
you
series.
Are. You
and
are.
So I have to get the views to get the cash.
Yeah, you don't get paid unless your video gets
breaks 100,000.
20,000. Yeah, 100,000. That's what I was saying.
20,000 would be good.
The only person you named as vaccinated is the only one who's not vaccinated.
Avital, you're not vaccinated?
Amir and I are both equally half vaccinated. He and I both have half our first vaccine. Yeah.
Moderna gang, or let's talk about it.
It doesn't matter. It's private, but
yeah.
You don't have to answer that.
Avital's making an M because that's Moderna gang.
Yeah.
If you didn't get Moderna, you're not a part of shit. You're not a part of shit if you didn't get Moderna. That's what I've always said. I got Pfizer.
I think all vaccines are pretty good. As long as we're doing our part getting vaccinated, that's going to help the overall spread. Regardless of the brand, we shouldn't be like trying to divide the country.
Well, I think it's cool that there's
vaccine.
So much diversity here. So shut your mouth.
Not really.
No, I got J&J.
He's J&J. Yeah.
It was awful. Do not get the J&J vaccine.
They were all terrible, Marty. You would have reacted poorly to any of them.
No, it almost killed me. It tried to kill me.
I think the other ones would have killed you even more.
You got the easy one and it almost killed you. You wouldn't have lasted 1 day after 1 shot of the Pfizer. I went into an anaphylactic shock seizure / coma. You were there. It was a Rite Aid.
He was driving.
I started foaming at the mouth. Yeah. I turned into this like werewolf situation, but I survived as well.
What is a werewolf situation?
It's like
to a werewolf.
Yeah, you just sort of get hairy, but that's it. There's no other like side effect.
Remnants on his face.
It turned into a werewolf situation, and you also turned towards the sun and stared at it for the better part of a decade.
Yeah. Yes.
Why so
vitamin
long?
D, vitamin D is necessary in addition to the vaccine, in warding off COVID,
But you were like,
sorry, what are we
UV.
Doing here?
Oh, yeah.
This is the HeadGum Podcast. This is the absolute HeadGum Podcast. It's
and what is HeadGum? What is HeadGum?
Yeah, start from the way top.
Well, HeadGum's a podcast network founded in 2015 by Marty Michael, Jake Hurwitz, and Amir Blumenfeld. What started as a small company with a roster of, I believe, 10 shows, started obviously with the flagship property being If I Were You, and then 9 other shows from friends and family, Sorry,
you're boring.
I was just bored.
If she doesn't know about it, you should just listen, right? Because that's the whole story. And I was starting from the beginning. You said start from the top. You said start from the top. I was doing that.
Yeah, I meant start from the top, but make it interesting.
Yeah.
Do voices and shit.
All right, we have 77 shows now across HeadGum and our other platform, Gumball.fm. Oh,
also she's just tired. She's not really bad.
How much
sleep
did you get?
Nothing to do with your voice.
I woke her up from a nap to do this podcast.
I got about 12 hours, and then your voice kicked in, and just I needed some
That's
more.
So much.
12 hours is a lot. Yeah, that, you should be
Marty,
well-rested.
What the fuck are you drinking? That's windshield wiper fluid.
It's pre-workout. I'm gonna start lifting halfway through this show.
Wait, why is it's too clear to be pre-workout? That looks like Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
that is Kool-Aid. That's pre-workout. The sugar rush gets me going.
That's antifreeze, and you now have anti-knees because stand up. Let's see how wobbly they've gotten.
Antifreeze for antibodies.
No, my knee is hurt right now. No joke. I got like some sort of hurt MCL or something.
Jesus Christ!
I know, getting old,
falling apart. Wait, what is that blue liquid? It was bright blue liquid. Yeah. It looked like what you barber puts a comb in.
It's like
that's barbicide.
That right.
It's a mix of I think it's blue raz pre-workout and creatine.
And what are you working at? What happens after you
What am
take
I working
that?
Out my brain, yeah. dude?
I don't think so. I really don't.
So you don't have to take creatine.
Are you lifting at home? I was at your place the other day recording something for the upfronts. And you had the same dumbbells as I have where you twist the knob and then suddenly you have different weights. This
recording
is already
for
going poorly.
That's why Jeff knew so much about our company. He had to listen to me try and deliver a 2-minute message in an hour and a half. It
yeah.
took me a while.
It took you 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long time to do two minutes of content.
All right, we're 5 minutes in. Here we go. Major key alert. Something you might want to know is... we're almost out of the weeds, almost. And the major key alert of the day, which we do this every show, Ash, is
never done it before.
Yeah, I never
What'd
heard that. That was so loud.
We've never done this before.
I like being called Ash. It was very familiar.
It's like Ash Ketchum. You ever see Pokemon?
Just continue with the major key alert of the day.
See Pokemon.
My physics
I take it back.
Video game.
My physics teacher was...
But you'd play it.
His name was Mr. Ketchum. And the thing about him was that he was sort of a joyous man with a cat who was white, and the cat's name was the White Cat. And then one time, we had to build a boat out of cardboard that would keep the weight of two students. So me and my buddy Tucker, we made a boat out of cardboard, and everybody got to name theirs, and people would be like, oh, like the SS Physics, the SS thing. But ours was not SS anything. It was just the name of the boat was, I like a 4-inch inseam.
Was what?
What was it?
The name of the boat was I like a 4-inch inseam.
Okay.
That's a lot of
words. Oh, that was the end of the story.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
Oh my, this is terrifying. Oh.
It's Titanic.
Time to go.
Time to go, she says.
Here, okay. That looks so fun. I want to be there for that.
Was that you, Avital, that said that? Or somebody in the video say time to go?
I was watching the video. It was not me.
Oh, either one would have worked.
Let's talk about it. What did we just see? What are our thoughts on it?
You want me
it's
to tell
actually,
you what just
that's
happened?
A series called Antisocial Distance that I made. It stars Jeffrey, Amir, Marty, and myself. And
it's incredibly
God,
viral.
If Marty was in that show, that would have tanked instantly.
What show?
You would not have gotten the write-up in the LA Times that you did. What's that?
What show?
The show is Antisocial Distance. It is a narrative web series that takes place over Passover 2020, narratively. It just came out, and it's 47
She's
episodes.
She's bored again.
She's bored by
Even
her
Even though
own
you're
series.
Promoting her project. She's just bored in general.
No,
by
go!
Ash. Written, produced, directed by Ash.
How can you watch it?
You can watch it at distancing.com or distance.com?
Antisocialdistance.com.
Antisocialdistance.com or passover2020.com.
Very nice. Jeffrey memorized a lot of details except the name of the series, but go on. It's great.
I have been calling it Antisocial Distancing, and it's locked in as that. I'm afraid, I'm almost certain you have to change the title.
For you?
Yeah, we'll buy antisocialdistancing.com to be
that'd be good
cover be all good. Our bases.
You guys ever try pre-workout?
Okay, sorry, who else does it star?
Myself, Rose McIver, Amir, unfortunately, but you kind of had to because you live with him. And if you didn't exactly. put him in the show, then suddenly he's like, why didn't you ask me to do the
That's
show?
That's not why she did it.
Well, yeah, it's also because I needed like, yeah. someone that I lived with to be part of it. And unfortunately, yeah. he is the person I live
not
with.
Not really. He so probably he wanted somebody who's good at acting.
He is good at acting. And the internet is saying so. Yeah. And it's nice to
and
see.
The internet is usually mean. So like if they're nice about something, you know, it has to be true.
It's true. The internet has been very nice, both about, well, about all of it, which I didn't expect. Yeah. But then also specifically Jeffrey and Amir, people being like, wow, look at them acting in dramatic roles and crushing it. True story.
Yeah. Marty's shaking his antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it mixed.
It's obviously mixed in if it's that blue.
Steven Weber, UTK. Other people
the
that you've
from Never
not
Have I
heard
Ever.
Of.
I don't know her. I
yeah,
her name,
Christina Karchner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you recognize her from that show?
I did, yeah. I love
She's so
that
pretty.
Show. She's bae.
Yeah.
She's bae.
Yeah.
As in best nice. Actor ever.
Whoa, and what am I?
Yeah.
I'm chopped slivers.
You're
of liver.
Chopped slivers of liver.
CSL. Chopped slivers of liver.
Fuck.
What's I guess the thing that we should talk about is that you guys have been in quarantine for a year. You're about to get out of it. What's the first thing you're gonna do? And is it gonna be couples counseling?
I will probably first thing take a nap on the couch. Now you?
I'll probably maybe go see a movie or play basketball. Maybe I'll go to a baseball game, outdoor adventure, but still be around people. So I can get like a hot dog and watch the live sporting
Second
event.
Thing, shower.
Yeah. She
I'll
hasn't showered
shower.
Since late March.
Third
sorry.
I will maybe go to a comedy show, watch some live
Avital's
comedy.
Only listing things that she can do right now today and has been able to do the entire year.
Maybe I'll go to a Zoom show, like a comedy yeah. Zoom show.
Yeah. That's She was talking about doing accessible. A Zoom birthday party in July. Sort
Why?
Of like keeping
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Because nobody has to leave the house.
Yeah.
Also, Amir, exciting. You hate doing all the things you just listed.
Yeah, but I haven't done them in so long that I haven't gotten to dislike them yet. So I have to like learn how to hate again. I feel like I'm numbing part of my brain because I'm only doing things that I like doing. Sleeping yeah. in, playing video games, recording podcasts. I'm not forcing myself out of my comfort zone because I literally can't leave my comfort zone.
And I like to be comfortable. And it's nice to be at home all the time. I actually had to go, a light was on in my car. So yesterday I had to go look at it to try and fix yeah. whatever was wrong. And I had so much anxiety about leaving the house. And I've been like sleeping with these frownies on sometimes. They're like little stickers you put on between your eyebrows. Because if you are an angry sleeper and you have angry dreams and you furrow your brow and you wake up with wrinkles. So that's what I do. Yeah. And so I went to the car fixer place with my frownie on because it felt like a safety blanket that tied me to home.
I just started doing a skincare routine and it's basically
spill the tea.
It's cleanser.
Uh-huh.
It's vitamin C serum, liquid Whoa. Gold as it were, and moisturizer, obviously, and then eye cream.
Wow.
And it's been a dream. And I do feel like there's like a youthful glow about me. And I don't
well,
know
you are 21 years old. You don't have to do like a skincare thing to have a youthful glow.
Yeah, you
well,
do look
You're
good.
Already, you were born in the late 90s.
I do it in the morning. I do it every morning. And well, because I always work at my computer. I have chronic dry eye and potentially Sjogren's syndrome.
Oh, so I feel like you're joking, but they thought I had Sjogren's. I don't know if you're joking
you didn't.
Or not.
I'm like actually really worried because I'm supposed to get my results today.
Oh my gosh. Well, keep us posted. Yeah, I didn't have the markers for it, but you can have it and not have the markers and the tests aren't always accurate.
What is this
and
thing?
It's sort of a mixed bag. It's an
it's
autoimmune,
an autoimmune
condition.
Disorder.
Decision. You make the decision of if you want it
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, if you truly don't want it, you don't have to have
Sorry,
it,
Amir,
which is what I
second,
do with
actually,
COVID.
One fucking second, because I'm fucking connecting with Avital. We might have the same disorder, yeah. autoimmune or otherwise. Bow out.
Yeah. Sorry
Bow
about
out.
That. I didn't.
Yeah.
Dry eyes, dry mouth, fatigue, yeah. a lot of really
so basically,
fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm like getting the blood work done. They stick the needle in my like elbow thing and I'm just standing there and I'm just like.
What is this sound effect?
Sounds like a lamb.
Why is this happening?
Sounds like a lamb dying.
Dying of the lambs.
Was that all a... Did you get blood work done to make that joke?
I
yeah,
feel
here we
like...
go. Hold on, this a new thing is starting.
Okay, got it. I'm pretty sure Jeff
Welcome
went to a car
to
wash.
MFT
and not
couples
a
counseling.
Blood place.
Listen,
what'd you say?
This is an exciting day. This is an exciting day. because this is the first time that we've had, for lack of a better term, lovebirds on the show. People who lie awake nights in the same chamber, really.
I just have to stop you right there because I feel like that's pretty anti-Semitic. Like, yeah, we both have pronounced noses, but that's not that reason we to Jewish. Call us birds.
Yeah, you didn't know.
So just because I have a beak compared to you.
I don't quite appreciate that either, but that's fine. Let's just, I assume he meant it in a positive fashion.
What positive fashion?
Like to say that we're, I guess.
You could have said lovers, but no, you said love birds. Birds. Lovers. Like, Jew eat? Jew? Did Jew eat?
I was going to say get it. Something, but yeah.
I've met my match.
I'm glad she brought it up because I usually can't defend myself in public.
No one challenges me this way on the show. And I'm like putting my place in a way.
Everybody challenges you this way.
All right. Easy. I actually can't take that kind of criticism. Okay. Because you guys are lovers, salacious Better. Sexual partners, when I get some kind of emotional component as well, I thought that we could play a game. Well, it's not really a game. It's just literal couples counseling as a way of not only promoting antisocial distance, but also to get to the root of your guys' inevitable issues.
Oh. Why is Marty here for this? It seems like we have the same three thing. Guests. And
yeah,
it's
Marty's
like, now you're
here
just talking to us.
As that last bastion of Bachelor.
Aren't you single?
What's that? I'm romantically entangled with a bachelorette party.
This is a perfect time to talk about me and Jake launching our fictional dating app to become a reality called Orion. Jeff, you're on it. It's kind of like Tinder, but it's only people who listen to our podcast for now.
I'm sorry, are we here to promote Orion?
Yeah, I mean, it's just
we might as well like slip it in there because we talked
app.
About the
you
web
don't even
series.
You have to fucking pay for it. You're not getting any cash. Why do you have to promote it?
I sort of thought it was the perfect opportunity to promote the fact that I play Jeff's therapist, and here we are flipping the script. But no, promote your.
It
and
these really are the should be Orion now. An antisocial. Is it distance or distancing?
Distance.
Yeah. Later. Okay. All right. So what are the questions that you have for us?
It is what it is.
What?
It is what it is.
Is what it is? Is that what that
basically,
was?
Basically, I'm going to be an MFT for the next hour. Marty,
what's
you
MFT?
Bring in
marriage and family therapist.
Amir, are you not in therapy? You really should be.
I've been before,
really but I've not be. Heard that acronym before.
And then Marty, you're that last bastion of Bachelor. So basically chime
BFB.
In with your single perspective.
BFB. That's all.
Yeah, and then you chime in with your single perspective. I'm single too, but I'm the MFT.
You're not qualified for that.
And I'm the NFT.
Nice.
Non-fungible token. Yeah.
Nice.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
What are the biggest problems in you guys' relationship?
I wouldn't say we have any big problems, right? I think mostly doing all right. We get along. We agree on most everything.
Yeah.
And everything's been going swimmingly.
Amir just doesn't.
I feel like Avital agrees with that.
Amir doesn't have a lot of depth. So we have a sort of surface relationship.
Yeah. And that's fun too, because to be it on the surface is fun because surface is everything. That's what you see.
Like I'll be like, we're all going to die. And I feel overwhelmed by my own mortality.
Yeah.
And he's like,
what do you want for dinner?
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, we usually can agree when it comes to like Thai food, even though I like Patsy with tofu and she. For whatever reason, needs to have chicken and everything. Chicken. Pad Thai with chicken. Okay, so let's get Pad Thai
so
with something
I mean
else.
About
no,
the
chicken.
The surface
like, I'm talking
level,
about
yeah.
real, exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about real irreconcilable differences.
They're all irreconcilable.
And he's talking about.
I could eat Pad Thai with
he's
whatever.
He's talking about food.
And then Marty, you're single. So like, how does it feel to not have any problems because you don't have to be beholden to anybody?
Well, you know, Amir's doing a bit because that's the most he's cared about anything is saying the word chicken.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know what the question is for me. What don't I like?
Marty's now blind from the antifreeze.
No, he wants you to tell us why it's so good to be single and not have to deal with a shallow partner,
know,
for example.
I haven't seen a human in like over a year. I don't know. What do they do? What are you guys up to?
Actually, this is a good time to promote the show on HeadGum. This is why you're single. Listen.
It's not called that anymore.
And a good time to promote Orion, my new dating app.
Amir, if you don't want to listen to me as an MFT, you can at least listen to Harry Styles in a T. He did an interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Beats One Radio on, I want to say, December 14th, 2019. And he said in the interview, basically, and this is all on a Malibu Blufftop, Cindy Crawford's old place, actually. And he realized that the moment you make a true friend is the moment you open up to them. And my fear is that you're not gonna have a solid foundation, man, if you don't open up to her.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny to imagine, like, you know, she breaks up with you and you spiral.
Why is that funny to imagine?
I like that.
Why are you cracking up?
That's kind of funny. It's like, ooh, what'd you say? Right? It's that kind of vibe.
Like this song.
What you say?
You're an awful therapist if you're playing songs in the middle of that.
What you say?
Yeah, we are
grooving.
Let's
pull the room. Do you guys want to stay together? What's the plan?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about you guys decide for us?
I say stay together, but for no other reason than to just like have like a way too many kids and traumatize them.
That's good. Marty?
Sounds awful.
It seems challenging to move right now, so yeah, I guess stay together.
For how long, do you think?
Well, you don't have to put a date on it or an expiration.
Well, as soon
Let's
as things free up,
just for, yeah.
And so like another few weeks, maybe?
Well, I don't know. We don't really know, but hopefully, ideally, yeah, less
I mean,
than
the
that,
mask
yeah.
mandate's going to stay. So
who says?
I don't know, really.
Plus, yeah, you can move with a mask.
The infection rate's down below one. And
I know, but we just don't know with the variants what the if the vaccines sort of cover all the mutations. So
right, but we're
we'll
sort
see.
Of all in the same boat. So
yeah,
it doesn't
I mean,
have to
we
be me
and
you in that situation.
Yeah.
It can be me with whoever and you on your own.
I mean, the science.
It could be Avital with anybody in a mirror.
Exactly.
Alone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or me with anybody.
What? No.
No, that's funny.
That's a mirror.
That's actually really funny.
What did he say?
So do you guys think that the problems you're having are temporary, or do you think that
I didn't say you're saying we have problems. You play these fucking bizarre viral TikTok sound clips and then you ask another follow-up.
I did think that it would be a little bit of an issue, like maybe insurmountable, maybe
Not really.
I was having sex with all of Amir's friends. But since I told him about it right now, he seems totally fine. I don't think it's a big deal.
So you guys have been swinging?
No, we haven't. What is that?
It's from...
I have.
Avital made a joke on your show this week.
That's right.
And it was...
Call back to me.
Swinging, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Do you know what that's from? That song? You were too young.
Jason
I don't know.
Avital
might and Amir might. That's like, do you guys watch the OC when we were kids? Or I guess it was college.
Yeah. I didn't, but I've.
Yeah, it was just a song in the radio. It wasn't from OC.
It was from the OC.
How old do you think I am? That was when I was going to bar and bat mitzvahs.
No, it was when Marissa shot that man and then they played that song when he hits the ground. Isn't her name Marissa in the show?
Daddy, chill.
All right.
Let me have this.
Wow.
Do you guys feel like you can talk to each other about anything?
Yes.
No.
Of course, we both think yes.
No.
I mean, we agree on most. Yeah.
We got a disagreement. You know how earlier
disagree.
There was a major key alert, but now it's actually a major disagreement alert. We have two of you saying different things, which means that there's a lapse in communication.
Not really.
Lapse.
We can both hear each other and disagree.
I don't
on
think
stuff.
So.
We don't have to get to, like, agree on literally.
There's an
every
ocean
issue.
Between us.
There's a
yeah.
And sometimes oceans can be beautiful to look at. People go to the beach.
Yeah, you want to be together on the ocean, though, not on opposite sides of it.
Yeah, but sometimes it's fun to be star-crossed lovers staring
Moses
at each other.
Moses parted the sea, but that was because it was a miracle.
Yeah.
Meaning
it
that it's
going
to take a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was with you. I got it.
And you actually can't spell a miracle without a mirror. So if you think about it, there's some sort of poetic beauty to that sentiment. The idea of two people, star-crossed lovers, sitting on different ocean fronts, seeing each other, staring at the same sky, but not knowing that the other one is there. And ultimately, you
not knowing that the other one is there, that really gives it away. It's like he doesn't even see me anymore. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying
I'm just like a piece of furniture.
Yeah, emotionally.
Yeah, me
sure.
too. Yeah. Emotionally. Yeah.
Do we have a different game or is this just it?
Do you guys ever fear that you're going to wake up to different like worlds?
Jeff, do you have the don't we usually like rifle through a bunch of games? Like, I feel like we've stuck on the disagreement thing for a minute.
We can move on to a different question within this, but this is couples counseling for sure. And you are paying for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing anybody else?
No.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
No, I don't think that we should see. It's like we're in an open relationship.
If you watch
this
my,
is the first time hearing about the swinging thing, which I thought was a bit until earlier this episode.
If you watch my new documentary series that Jeffrey's in, you can see how I'm seeing other people.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that one called?
It's called Antisocial Distance.
Yeah, look at you with the title.
I'm a fast learner. Do you guys want a future together, or do you kind of feel like it's fine for now?
I mean, I did until I'm learning a lot of new things about our relationship, and it's like making me feel some type of way.
Oh, this is good feelings.
That's actually incorrect. That's actually incorrect, because if you're coming here, that means that you want to work towards a future together. So
that's
why don't you take it again?
What do you mean? That's beautiful.
He makes a good
You're
point.
You're force feeding me my emotions. I feel like I should be able to feel whatever I want and be able to explain it.
Ooh, now he has a backbone all of a sudden. That's fun.
A backbone. I feel like I've always
Let's do this. Let's do this. Okay, Amir, I'm going to run you through a scenario. Let's do some role playing here. Oh, that was sweet. Amir, let's see some more of that from you, because it feels like it's all coming from Avital.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, so Amir, why don't you stand up a little bit if you're not standing, or at least hold two fingers onto your forearm, and I'm going to do it right now. Hold two fingers to your forearm.
Both of us or just Amir?
Just Amir. Okay. Two fingers to the forearm. Come on, man. My face when it all's going to work out.
What is the origin of that sound? It sounds like llamas or something, but it's based on humans saying sheesh. Explain it to me like I'm four.
I'm going to explain it to you like you're a door.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Marty, do you see a future with just yourself, or do you see a future with the whole thing? Family, kids?
I don't know. I don't really see anything.
That's cool.
Might be the pre-workout.
Wow. You see a future with a workout?
No, I just like the taste. It's really sour and good.
The one time I tried creatine, I had an anxiety attack.
Yeah, my heart does palpitate a bit when I
drink
it.
There's no way that's healthy for you.
Yeah, there's no way.
A lot of caffeine.
We do have to finish up, but I'm wondering what we've taken away from this couples counseling session.
I've learned a lot about, my partner's sexual proclivity towards
your friends,
necking my friends, and
that's
not
true,
and enemies, not just friends. Because you want to really cover all your bases.
Viewing me as a shallow partner to you.
No, guys, I love him. Look at how sweet he is.
That's the thing. Is like there might be promiscuity and adultery on one end, but it doesn't come from sadism, right? It comes from a lack of communication, right?
Right. It's like he said, you know, oh, two people looking at the ocean, they don't even know they exist. Like, I'm just trying to make sure that he knows I exist.
Yeah.
Because if I'm pregnant and it could belong to any of his friends, he's going to fucking pay attention.
Oh, huge news. Avital's pregnant?
I'm pregnant.
Holy shit.
Talk about a HeadGum podcast bomb.
Congratulations. I'm going to send you an edible
ring. Jesus in my belly. Jesus.
What is this shit?
Tomato Town.
My friend has gone down. I revived him. Now we're heading southbound. Now we're in the Puzzle Park streets. Look at the map. Go to the mark sheet.
Name the game.
Do you care about clearing any of this, or does it matter?
This has been MFT Couples Counseling.
Cheers.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Stop it. It's already played for too long. You just finished playing a different song.
He started over. Amir was talking in the middle.
Yeah, he kind of ruined it. Audiences deserve to see this dance party.
He started over. Amir was frowning.
Yeah. No way.
Shit's a vibe.
This is what you do when you're working. When you're like, I'm busy, I'm on the Zoom, and this is what's happening.
10% of the time, yeah.
Welcome to Faye Dunaway or Destry Spielberg on a runway?
Destry?
I'm going to be bad at this one.
Have you guys ever played Faye Dunaway or Destry Spielberg on a runway?
Destry Spielberg? Who's that?
I went to school with her. She's the son of Steven Spielberg. Sorry, daughter.
Yeah, you are sorry. Destry. Sorry for saying her name and sorry for calling her a son.
Son of Spielberg just kind of sounds better than daughter of Spielberg, Destry.
It's true, the alliteration.
Yeah. She actually dated a buddy of mine.
Who cares?
All right, let's just fucking get it over. This is already going poorly. All right. So this game, the name of the game is Faye Dunaway or Destry Spielberg on a runway. So basically, I'm going to play a sound, and you have to tell me whether it's Faye Dunaway or Destry Spielberg on a fashion runway, because she is a model.
But what if it's Faye Dunaway on a runway, and you can't really tell who's on the runway?
Paris, cut that out.
Wait, why? What's the Destry Spielberg? Like, that's not even part of it. Couldn't it be anyone? Because it's Faye Dunaway and then anybody on a runway. Why did you choose?
Yeah, Faye Dunaway or Amir Blumenfeld on a runway.
It seemed like you chose Destry Spielberg for a specific reason. But
to name
really,
drop that you know Spielberg's son daughter.
I don't know her. I had like a class with her and then she dropped out.
All right, continue.
Oh, so you're trying to make her look like a failure who can't commit to anything.
Let's just play the game, otherwise it'll never end.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm better than Destry, but at a certain point, like I've kind of built this show from the ground up with no help from the network. That's for damn fucking sure.
That's all right.
And what does she do? She puts clothes on and walks down an aisle.
Okay, so
I do
she
like
is
that you're
model.
Biting the hand that feeds you, that in front of Marty and Amir, you're like, no help from the network, because that is fucking baller. That is,
Thank you
are
Thank
forging
you.
Your own path,
Namaste.
Paving your own
True.
Way.
Not really.
Standing up to
and
the man.
I actually got an email from Forever Dog asking for a general meeting. That's not a joke.
Forward me that email.
They're a podcast network.
All right, here we go.
What kind of point for you when you say work
just say
done,
it whenever you're ready.
Relax. What kind of little treat do you give yourself, or what kind of signal is there
that
the work is over and you can relax?
That was Faye
Dunaway. I should mention that this is all for cash. First one to get it wins. That's $10 to Marty, and it's $10 for every wrong answer.
Wait, what? Jeez, but why was that for Marty? What did Marty do that he gets?
Oh, he got it first. He got his answer.
What did he
first.
Say?
He said Faye Dunaway. Dunaway.
All right, here we go.
I said Faye Dunaway. This is bullshit. Zoolander.
Runway?
Correct! That's Destry Spielberg on a runway. That's going to be Marty with $20.
Oh, no.
And Avital, you owe me $10.
What?
Because of the Zoolander. Oh, for every wrong answer, you owe me cash /money.
You didn't say
AKA
that.
Penny.
Okay, fine. I'll give you a $10, I guess.
Well, you look just like a little hillbilly boy. I do declare. Oh, mercy me.
Mickey Mouse on a runway.
Faye Dunaway.
That's correct. Avital, you owe me $20 now. Amir, I owe you $10. Here we go.
What?
Oh, wait.
What?
Faye Dunaway was correct?
Yep.
I'm not going to talk about it. Maybe one thing I'm going to say about it, and that's all.
Faye Dunaway.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
$20 to Amir. Avital, you're breaking even. Marty, you're $20 up, but, you know, you, yeah. That doesn't mean that your day is going to end up being good.
Faye Dunaway.
Spielberg?
That was Destry Spielberg, yeah. So, Amir, you're up 30. Avital, you owe me 10. Marty, you're 20. Here we go.
Destry Spielberg!
That's correct! All right, Avital, breaking even. Marty, 20. Amir at 30.
Oh, war! Hangers!
Oh, he pulled out my earbud again.
What are hangers doing in this closet when I told you? No wire hangers.
Faye Dunaway.
That's correct.
I would have said it sooner, but you fucked
$30 me. To Amir and Marty being Venmo'd right now. One fucking second.
This is so fucked up. This is sexist, frankly.
You got so many of them. There's only two answers, and you get
this
one
is misogyny on full display.
You guessed disgusting. Mickey Mouse at one point.
Mickey Mouse! It was Mickey Mouse. That's right. Correct.
Tons of cash spent on that wine.
$30.
Holy shit, he's doing it.
Spending tons of cash on reds.
I can see
and
that he's
whites.
Talking because his lips are moving, but I couldn't hear any of it.
Yeah,
on the
actual podcast, they like they futz with the levels so that Jeffrey is understandable. But here for us,
we don't know what he says.
Make
okay,
out
what great.
Saying, yeah.
So it's a lot of non sequiturs, probably.
Tons of cash spent on reds and whites. Awful wine, basically.
Un vin rouge. Red wine. I'm learning French.
Gotti! Gotti! Have you guys ever been to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
I have.
I haven't.
I have.
I have not.
It's a lot of fun. You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have too. I don't know. You're just not listening to us anymore.
Avital, would you say that it was like an eat, pray, love moment?
No, well, I went with my dad and I was like 12, so probably not.
Shit, I pressed the button by accident. If you had said it was an eat, pray, love moment, I was going to like really
it seemed like you were steadfast on playing that clip regardless of her answer. And then she said she went with her.
Sorry, my finger slipped again.
And what about Amir? Are you going to ask him or is that a sexist question? Because women love to eat, pray, love.
Yeah, I can eat, pray, love too. Yeah,
did you eat, pray, love? Also. Did you have an eat, pray, love moment?
No, I was, we did it.
Sorry, I was like, I keep expecting all of us to have an eat, pray, love moment.
We did it. Yeah, we did a show.
Faye Dunaway.
That's correct. Another $10 to fucking, because you know Faye Dunaway, she lived in England for a decade and she kind of had an eat, pray, love decade.
You owe me another $10.
I know, I'm fun.
I did not have to get rich on this show. I would have behaved differently.
You'll come back again someday and you'll make a lot of money.
Okay,
some people, Caleb Heron made $1,300 on this show. And that's not a joke.
No, he did not. Is that really?
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
That the bonus rounds. Though.
Jeffrey sort of promised him a lot of cash and then he ended up Venmoing him, over $1,000.
Is that true?
One second. I'll show you the Venmo. Here. Yeah, here we go. Oh. This is unbelievable.
How do I get in on that?
I think you just have to befriend Caleb and wait till he plays his own game and just sort of. You could win Ben Stein's money in a way.
No, but Caleb won Jeffrey's money.
You shouldn't have that much in your Venmo, it seems like.
I want
pay rent through Venmo.
What's BH? What are we talking about there?
Nothing.
Whoa, you just showed it to us.
Beverly Hills?
That was actually... Okay, so the story goes that I Venmo'd him $1,300. That was my rent for the month, and I couldn't not have that cash. So I begged him to Venmo it back, and the only way that he did that was if I were to proposition/pressure Marty to put the new HeadGum studio as close to Boyle Heights as possible, which is where Caleb lives.
You've been doing
that. Is that true?
You've been doing that.
Well, that's true.
I had no idea.
It's weird wave.
He's extorting you.
Well, yeah, it was a good spot. Like, it's not just to get it close to Caleb.
Your rent is cheap. That's a good deal. Major
key alert. Don't challenge your boss on air. That's a major key alert.
Your employees and girlfriend now, in light of all the news from this show.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of like revelations in the last 40 minutes between the swinging, the Boyle Heights, the idea that you took a general at Forever Dog. I feel like in a very short amount of time, my world has
shattered. Shattered,
yeah.
I'd say.
Shattered forever.
Seemingly shattered.
Yeah, irreplaceably so.
What'd they ask
But yeah,
for?
What's the next game? Fucking Doritos or Fritos or something? And then we have to hear the noises and just...
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. What do we want to not touch after we're vaccinated? For me, I'm probably not going to like go around touching the gum that falls on the sidewalk and creates little black circles.
Were you doing that before?
I would pick it up and chew it like Elf.
Yeah, that's tricky. Will we still touch each other, do you think?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I wouldn't see any difference between pre-vaccine.
What's
pre-vaccine.
That?
Well, just we were discussing if we were going to stop touching each other is all.
I don't think so.
That could be interesting, actually.
Really?
Sort of an eat, pray, love moment.
No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing to do with that.
Well, I'll be busy eating, praying, and loving other people.
The question should really be, what are we going to do? Not what won't we do?
You said the magic word, Marty.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You said the magic word of the week, which is R. Here we go. That's $1,000 Venmo to Marty.
What? For saying, I'm sure we said it. I'm sure we said it.
I'm sure we've all said R.
No, I think. No,
are we going to
no,
keep touching each
no,
other?
No, yeah. Venmo the cash.
Avital said that.
I've had eagle ears. I've had hawk ears the entire episode. Nobody said R.
There's a hawk that flies around my house. It's pretty cool.
She's scoping out the D situation. She's going to try to lift her up when
right.
she's not looking.
400 pound. Pitbull.
Don't us underestimate a hawk.
And you've always said that.
When are you guys going to bring the little guy over?
Luke?
Yeah.
Luke's he's
right
staring
here.
At us.
He's staring at us and shaking. I don't know why.
It'd be a fun toy for
something.
Delilah.
It must be the hawk noises.
He can't be a fun toy. He has to be an equal, a friend.
They could be friends for a
You're
bit.
You're threatening us.
No, I'm not.
Insane.
I'm just saying bring Luke over. See what happens.
See what happens.
I got $1,000 in the bank ready to spend on Luke. Bring him on over.
Can nobody tell me nothing? I got the dollars in the back. Dollars in the back. Jeff,
Jeffrey looks so sad. Yeah.
No, it's just we're coming to the end of the show, and I don't want this to be how it ends. Talking about bullshit, right? Nothing funny.
That was
nothing
a
usable.
Fun little wrap-up moment. We were talking about
really.
The money, the eat, pray, love.
Well, you would think
callback.
That because you're shallow. So what kind of deep topics would you like to get this into? Girl is on fire.
Yes.
That was an eat, pray, love moment.
We're back.
We're back. We're vaxxed. We're waxed. Are you guys going to get a... I'm sorry to say this, but are you guys going to get Brazilians?
See, I told you it's a thing, right? Waxed and vaxxed is a thing. What is that? Amir thought he made it up, but he didn't, right? It's a thing.
I did a bit on this show a couple months ago that I said, once we're all fully vaxxed, are you guys going to get that ass waxed?
But then somebody else I know posted
yeah, is it like a,
and
is it a is it a trending thing? Or is it
I
just
I think
that
it's
they
a trending
rhyme?
Topic. Yeah. But I do think that I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to, for the vine slash on the day, I'm going to get
ass
my ass waxed. Yeah,
my ass waxed.
I was also talking about, because the vaccine is intramuscularly administered, and I'm like, why, who's stopping anybody from getting
yes,
vax in
their
axe?
In their axe. Yeah, yeah, you do constantly bring that up. Don't request that the
for
next
the booster?
Fucking, yeah.
Okay. Why?
It
Why
should
you
be on your shoulder. You can't just stand up on the chair, take your pants off, and say, I'd like it asinally instead.
Give me the booster.
Anally.
The booster and my keister.
Nice.
Nice. The booster keiston.
Like Buster Keaton?
Oh, I see. I thought it was like Keystone Park or something.
Yeah, it was a Buster Keaton joke. Plugs. What
you
are we
you guys excited on? For Mortal Kombat tomorrow?
What's that?
The movie on HBO, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks pretty cool.
Are you guys in it?
No.
So why would you watch it?
I used to play the game as a kid, and they made movies when we were kids.
I watch shit. I'm in shit. That's it.
You.
Yeah.
Together.
The one movie I was in is the only movie we can see in That's this cool. home.
We watched it
Harold
over
and
over.
Kumar 3 or whatever.
Or whatever.
How Get dare him. You?
Hey, no, it's okay. He's all right.
Back.
He's
holy back.
It's
right.
a
He's
weird right. tentpole squeakquel to yeah, a Vine like series.
The Christmas version
He's joking.
Or
a
three-dimensional squeakquel for your information.
No, it wasn't.
I've never seen her this upset. I've never seen her this pissed.
They did glasses. The 3D glasses.
They did those flimsy red and blue joints. What about John Cho?
Hold me back.
She's really pissed off. She loves the movie.
Do you keep
Amir's
in touch with Cal
it.
And John?
Amir's
but,
naked
no, I don't,
in it.
I don't still speak to them. But yeah, I am nude. I'm nude in the film.
Do you have their
on
numbers?
The day.
Do you have
What's
their
that?
Numbers? Call Do you have their Cal. Numbers?
I mean, I might have like from like 10 years. I don't know if they've changed their phones. But
well, actually,
you asked
I
for
wonder
plugs,
if we could...
and now you're just asking for Cal Penn's phone number.
Well, you know what they say.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we can do plugs. Oh, we should say,
yes,
you guys live, say, two birds with one stone. Los Angeles, California.
How do you have it memorized?
He has all our addresses.
It's fucking insane.
You do send us stuff.
Plugs. What do we have going on, punctual or otherwise?
Check out my web series, Antisocial Distance.
It's her web series.
Yeah,
he's in it.
Well, I didn't write or directed it, but I acted in it, so I feel like I could take ownership as the man of the house.
Oh my
to take
God.
Stock in what my woman did. It is now my show to have and to hold.
Oh my God, that's so hot.
Not really. Not at all. Like even it if it was so like sexy. This like a domination thing, it's yeah. not it wasn't yeah. sexy at all. It
Why?
Was just weird.
I took credit
the diction
for.
Was strange. Yeah.
No, because I think it's good. Look, I say everybody here except for Marty can say my show. Antisocial Distance.
Because we're
in
all
a way,
in it. Yeah.
yeah. It's all of our shows. And Marty, maybe we'll have to write you a
sequel.
Write me in.
A sequel. A three-dimensional squeakquel.
Write me in.
Devastated from the creatine anti-freatine.
It takes a toll on the body before
yeah.
you can get it going.
Your heart has been racing for
15
minutes.
Especially if you don't work it out.
Can I tell you?
Antisocial
yes,
distance.
Antisocial distance. That Jake and Amir fans are commenting that it made them cry.
Yeah,
and
which is pretty big.
I feel like
they're
like
all
it
pretty
is.
Heartless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my following on TikTok and Instagram is primarily female, like 70-30 yeah. favoring my gender. And the people that have watched this series so far is like 70-30 the other way because it's HeadGum fans.
Passover2020.com. Avital, you want to plug your social media?
At Avital Ash on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, baby.
Marty?
I'm high on pre-workout. And creatine and ready to soar.
Oh my God.
Ready to
Kid
soar.
Kid Marty across platforms. I'll just plug it for you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Is he? Oh, I thought you were frozen, but you actually just stayed in that position for a long time, which makes me think you are a good dancer.
Cheers.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee, and check out all the shows on HeadGum. That's what Marty should have said.
Marty.
No, I did say it. Would you say it again so that I can say it? I wasn't paying
You're
attention.
Crashing. Yeah. You're absolutely so crashing. Hard. It's way too much energy at the beginning. Well, and I don't think that's even because of my performance on this show.
It's from the Kool-Aid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amir's not here to say goodbye, so maybe I'll do my impression. Like,
do your Amir.
Okay, Jeff. Goodbye. Bye, Jeffrey. This is me saying goodbye.
That's the really most good, animated he had ever be in his entire life.
All right, we'll catch you on the flip. Diesel?
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.